August 27th, 2023. Today is Sunday, of course. Let's see. In the Upside app, I found the bestie. It was on Indian Rocks Beach, which is pretty far. Like, Waze alone said it was 46 miles. That's pretty far. And on the Peloton today, I chose Hannah Corbin because Hannah Corbin's alright, but she had a country ride, and you know, I was thinking about it, and all my, you know, like, I really like music, all types of music, except for, like, opera music and classical music, I really don't like. I mean, maybe I'm learning to like it. I need to listen to it more, I guess. But country music is my favorite genre, I guess. Call it genre. Even though I have all kinds of music on my MP3 player for my car, I mean, there's hip-hop, rap, there's trap music, new country, new hip-hop, all kinds of stuff. And usually passengers like it. I get a lot of good feedback on it. So, let's see. So, I'm driving for Indian Rocks Beach. Is pretty far to go to save some money. And it's like, Upside is giving me back, like, I think it was like $3.38 for gas, which is very cheap right now. And after they give me back, they're giving me back 18 cents a gallon. So that's pretty cool. 18 cents a gallon. I mean, it's like, that's like nothing in the big scheme of things, but as an Uber driver, well, I'm a full-time Uber driver. They say that it's not designed. That's how Uber gets around having, you know, to give benefits to their employees. And they say that they're, you know, blah, 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 they're designed not to work with full-time people, just part-time people, whatever. I drove somebody in Uber recently to these apartments over here on the right. So, like, this morning I put also on there that I really like, Hunger Strike, the original Hunger Strike by Chris Cornell and Eddie Vedder. I didn't even know that Eddie Vedder was, like, a writer till now. I didn't even know Eddie Vedder was in Temple of the Dog, Temple of the Man. I thought, I always knew Eddie Vedder was the lead singer of Pearl Jam. I was driving somebody, like, I don't know, it was like 3 or 4 years ago. It's called Janice Live now. When I went there in 1992, I saw Pearl Jam there in 1992. And it was called Janice Landing then. And it's across the street from this brand new building called Ascent. I drove someone there, I think last week or the week before that, and it's open now, and it's owned by the Marriott, and in the Uber app, it's called AC, so whatever. A rider told me that place for an apartment, that it's like both, it's a hotel and an apartment complex. Whatever. But for an apartment there, it's $8,400 a month for a two-bedroom, two-bath. That's a lot of money. He was mad about it. That is kind of high. That is really high. But it's like, I guess it's because of the location. In that building, there is just a piece of property. It was in the paper. Just a piece of property sold for $15.1 million. That's a lot of money for just a piece of property. I mean, it was like, you know, it did stretch to be overgrown. Like, you know, I think they mowed it like every 2 or 3 weeks or something. I don't know. I'm pretty sure that it was owned by the city of St. Pete, but I do not know. Also, there's right now, the tallest building in downtown St. Petersburg is called The One. It's on 101st Avenue North. Basically, it's on the corner of 1st Avenue North and 1st Street North. Ascent is on the corner of 2nd Street North and 1st Avenue North. So Ascent is very close to The One. Anyway, so The One, like, if you look in Wikipedia, it says 450 feet. But I flew with my drone, and it was 490 feet. The drones are pretty accurate, but because there's like 40 floors there, so I think they miss like 10 feet per floor. It's probably like an attic that they missed or crawl space or something. I don't even know. But anyway, there's this new building called 400 South. 400, I think it's like 400residential.com or something. But that building is going to be even taller than The One when it gets finished. And when I looked at it first, it said it was luxury apartments. But then I went back to the website and looked at it again, and it says condominiums now. So whatever.